Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Israel Pacific Brooklyn, continuing our insights to the Daf HaShavu series. Today's Daf is Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud, and the topic is Asmachtas, sources, finding reliable sources. Our Mishnah begins on Daf Yud Amar Aleph with the following statement. The Mishnah says, Hetu Nadarim Parchim Ba'avir, Ve'ein Lehem Amashi Yismachu. The idea of hataras nedarim, where a person could make a neder, or a vow to prohibit a certain type of behavior. For example, a person makes a vow and says, I will not watch television, or television will be usher to me. That's really the specific formulation of the vow. So if a person realized that either it causes him tremendous amount of tzar, and under the circumstances he couldn't keep it, he has a petzach, or he has a charata, and he said, had I known that it would have done this to me, I wouldn't have done it. So then the halacha says he's allowed to go in front of three people, or yachin mumche, and to be matir the neder. The whole mechanism for this, the Mishnah says, is porachas va'avir. It literally flies in the air, it flutters in the air. And as Rashi formulates this, hatar sedarim sha'amru chachamim. And this idea of hatar sedarim, which the chachamim said, she'achacham matir es neder, ma'at remez yesh b'mikra ve'en amal lismo. There's very, very little hint to it in the Torah, and there's nothing on it to rely on. In other words, it's as the way the Rambam formulates it, it's a halacha moshe misinai. Halacha moshe misinai is a deoraisa din, where we don't really have an absolute source for, the nature, for the actual halacha itself. Interestingly, there's a braisa that the Gemara brings down, which is cholik on our Mishnah, and brings down a series of drashos, and these drashos are what we would call an asmachta. What is an asmachta? So an asmachta, according to the Rambam, is basically a mnemonic device. It's a place where we didn't necessarily have a specific source for a halacha, but nonetheless, if we look through the psukim, we can find a way to remember it. One of the more well-known asmachtas that we have is the pasuk Eretz Chita Sa'ora Gefen Te'ena Rimon Eretz Yishem Rudvash. This is the pasuk which, of course, tells us the halachas of the Shivas Aminim, and right, the seven species that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, and whatever ramifications or halachas that they have, all come from that pasuk. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Hey Amud Beis, tells us that these are also a source for the different shiurim that we have. For example, Chita is the halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras, Sa'ora is the halacha of a bone the size of a Sa'ora grain could become Tame, but Ohel. And clearly, this is not the implication of what the Pasuk means. When it's mentioning the Zayin Minim, it's not telling us halachos of Shiurim. But rather, the Rambam says, this is a mnemonic device. It's a way for us to remember. You want to remember seven types of Shiurim, look at this Pasuk. So the Gemara brings down a number of Asmachtos. The Gemara brings down actually four of them. What's actually interesting is that what the Gemara does at the end of bringing this down, the Gemara quotes Rav, and Rav says, "I'm a Rav lekulu islu pircha." All of these sources have a pircha. We can break up the source. In other words, we can slug up the limud. Let me give you one example. The first example that the Gemara gives was Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer. There are what we rely on for hetu nedarim shenemar kiafli kiafli shnei peyamim. The Torah tells us in two different places, once by Erechin and once by Nazir. It uses the word kiafli. Yafli means a person makes an expression bringing on a neder or a promise. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, oh, so what is the purpose of, or what is the reason why it says it twice by both of these psukim, by both of these parashios? So the Gemara says, we can learn out. Shtei piyamim says it twice. Achas hafla le'iser, v'achas hafla le'heter. One is le'iser, and one is leheter. In other words, the first time it's to make something prohibited on a person. This is the concept of making a neder. And the second time is you go to a chacham and you express your regrets on making this neder, and that will make it permissible. So how does the Gemara slug this up? So the Gemara slugs this up in the following way. It says, "The Im Rabbi Eliezer." Gemara goes down a little bit further down. Had it been Rabbi Eliezer, if this had been the source, Dilma Krabi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, perhaps this psukim are being used to tell us a different halacha. The halacha that Rabbi Yehuda stood in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Desani, it's taught in a braisa when it comes to Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Li Olam Ein echad mehem nazir. Neither of them is going to be a nazir. Shlo nitna naziros ela lahafla. Because naziros has to be based on a clear, defined expression. What's this halacha speaking about? So the halacha tells us the following case. Rashi brings down, say there were two people sitting and a person passed by. One person says, Reuven, if this third guy, Levi, is a nazir, I'm going to be a nazir. And then Shimon, the second guy, says, oh yeah, I'm going to outdo you. If this third person, Levi, is not a nazir, I'm going to be a nazir. And what happens? So obviously, one of them is going to be correct, because the guy is either a nazir or he's not a nazir. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, says, neither of them are nazir, because naziris has to be expressed with a clear intention and a clear language. And by saying that, oh, I'll be a nazir if this person is, or I'll be if he's not, that's not really a clear expression, even though the fact of the matter is the condition is true, right? It has to be something which is vade. So if a person says, I am a nazir, I know this guy's a nazir, and that's why I'm going to be a nazir too, that'd be a different story. If a person says, I know he's not a nazir, but I'm going to be a nazir anyway, that would be a different story also. So what do? We shlugged at the limud, but again, now, we shlugged at that limud. Now, interestingly enough, of the four limudim brought down in the Braisa, there's a fifth limud that's brought down by an Amora. And the Amora is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda tells us, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ihavi Hasan, had I been there, Amri Luhu Didi Adifa Midirhu, I would say that my limud is greater than theirs. And he goes on to say his limud is, Shenemar Lo Yachal Devaro, his words should not be profane. We can also learn out the word Yachel, confirm the word Mechila, his words shall not be annulled. And the Gemara darshans out, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel darshans out, Hu Eino Mochil, he's not able to be mochel or to absolve himself of this. Aval acherim mochlim lo, but others could do for him. That's his source for hataras and darm. Now it's interesting that the Gemara mentions ihav hasam, and I saw that there are two basic ways to understand this line. One is brought down by the sefer called the sefer kakrisos, sefer balakrisos, and it tells us that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, if only I was there, I could have joined in there. I could have joined them." Meaning, I would have loved to participate in the discussion. The only thing that's prevented me from being in the discussion is that I'm physically not here. I'm physically not there with them. The Tzlach says it's a little bit differently. When he says, Ihavihasa, means if only I had lived in their time period, I could have joined their discussion. The fact is, I don't live in their time period, I can't join their discussion. Well, what is the slight difference between the two? Had only I lived in their time period versus had I been there? So, one could explain that the two shitos of Achronim that we have over here are disagreeing as to whether an Amora is allowed to argue on a Tana when it comes to matters of drushas and, I guess, hashkafs as well. When it comes to the drushas of psukim, what's called drushas of psukim? We have a concept, of course, we know there's an end of Mesorah, that different periods of Chachamim cannot argue on each other. We can have a person come today and say, well, Rashi says this shita, I'm going to be cholik on Rashi. Why? Because today we're very past the Achronim period, and Rashi is a Rishon. Just like Rashi couldn't come and say, oh, I have a machlokas, I'm going to disagree with Beis Shammai. Rashi's not allowed to disagree with Beis Shammai. The Gemara mentions that you can't have a question where an Amora disagrees with a machlokas with a Tana. In fact, one of the refrains that the Gemara sometimes uses is Rav Tanu Upalik, that sometimes if you have a steer between Rav and somebody else in another Tana, we can say, well, Rav actually has the status of a Tana, and he's allowed to be cholik, let's say, on a Braisa as well. That's an exception, but usually, because Rav is the exception, because Rav transcends both periods. He's the transitional figure, so he could work for both. But in general, we don't have that. That's, we say, so what was a machlokas between the Tzlach and the Balakrisos that has to do with halacha? So the question is, what about in terms of making a drasha? And again, what are we saying an asmachta is? An asmachta is finding a mnemonic device. There's no halacha that's going to be coming out of this, because we already know that this halacha of Heter Nedarim is a halacha Moshe Nisayonai, and it's not dependent on whether we find an actual drush or whether you don't find an actual drush or not. So rather, the machlokas between the Tzlach and the Balakrisos is whether an Amora could join this type of machlokas, even in this area. Halacha we know for sure. The question is, when we spoke about the Bali Masora, not disagreeing, you know, not arguing on each other in different periods, does it simply just mean areas of halacha, where there's something, you know, really important, or something where major decision can come out of it? Or do we say, no, it has to do even with something like, you know, a drasha? Nonetheless, we still have a fundamental question, and that's the following. We have been speaking now about whether Asmachta actually fits or not, and the truth of the matter is, again, as we mentioned, according to the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam Shita, as far as what an Asmachta is, we said that basically an Asmachta is a mnemonic device that's there to help us remember a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the truth of the matter is, what's the nafka mina? Who cares? Why do I care that? No, we're not going to take kiyafli and say, one's talking about heter nedar, making a neder, they're talking about making and be heter neder, right? One is going to be making a neder, one's going to be matir neder. Or say that, no, it's telling us, the second one is telling us a special halacha by nazira. What's the difference? If we're talking about a mnemonic device, let us teach the halacha to help us remember it. Why should we make care? And I just think it's a very simple but very poignant answer. And that is, we're always concerned about Amita Shel Torah, that when we're learning Torah, truth is the ultimate concept. In other words, we need something to fit and to make sense. We don't want to have any fluff in our Torah. We don't want to say that, oh, this is subject to this, and we can add this in over here, and maybe we can bend things a little bit there, because that goes ahead and delegitimizes the body which we're studying. We're learning Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is a body of halacha which is based on tradition, and it does have some wiggle room for interpretation. But what we're saying right now is that even in the situation over here where there is room for interpretation, nonetheless, we have to be intellectually honest with ourselves. And when we're intellectually honest with ourselves, so then that truly adds to the veracity and the strength of what we're learning. So that's why when we're trying to bring a mnemonic device and asmacht, even though it's not going to affect the halacha one way or the other, because the halacha of heter nedarim is there, whether we have the asmachta or whether we don't have the real asmachta or not, that, however, is not dependent on the fact that when we are making an asmachta, we got to make sure it fits. Because just like in halacha we have to be accurate, we also want to make sure that our rayas that we bring and our asmachta and our sources are really true, reliable sources. Kol Tov, have a great day.